Exclusive, Tom Cotton warns, Democrats using DACA to slip amnesty into budget. By Wendell Hasebo on August 8, 2021. Manchester, New Hampshire, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that Democrats are using deferred action for childhood arrivals. DACA, a program that has provided quasi-amnesty to hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens since 2012, to leverage large-scale amnesty. The president cannot simply say he is not going to enforce an entire category of our laws. So the case was rightly decided, Cotton said about the DACA program that was canceled on July 16. There should be no more DACA permits issued, period. And what Congress should do is address these problems in a targeted way. But what the Democrats won't do, it's just that, they want to use the people who have received the DACA program's benefits as leverage to get a massive amnesty, Cotton stated. So even when President Trump proposed a step that would give those recipients legal status in return for things like eliminating chain migration, finishing the wall, eliminating the diversity lottery, the Democrats said no, because they want a massive amnesty. That's what they're trying to do right now in their big budget blowout. They want to slip amnesty in there. They're going to claim it's just for a few very sympathetic DACA recipients. In reality, it's going to be for millions and millions of illegal aliens, Cotton continued. When Cotton was asked what he thought of the federal ruling in July that struck down DACA, he responded in total agreement with the ruling. The judge is right, he said. The case is not about whether DACA is popular or whether Congress should take such action, or whether the recipients of that program's benefits are sympathetic. The case is about whether the president can rewrite laws that Congress has passed, and that's what Barack Obama tried to do in 2012. Breitbart News reported July 16, Texas federal judge Andrew Hannon ordered Biden's administration to terminate the DACA program by blocking the federal government from allowing new applicants, illegal aliens who have not previously been enrolled, onto the program's rolls. As Cotton explained, Senate Democrats are relying on the Senate parliamentarian to sneak amnesty for millions of illegal aliens into their Trojan horse infrastructure bill. The bill being written by self-designated socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, will include items such as expanding Medicare, amnesty, global warming initiatives, subsidized racial equity, and environmental justice initiatives. That's going to be up to the parliamentarian, what's in there. We'll leave that to her discretion, Senator Jackie Rosen, DNV, said about the amnesty provisions. And then, based on that, we'll decide where the appropriate place is for it. How far do we want to go? We want to go as far as we can, assuming the parliamentarian allows it to happen. Senator Bob Menendez, DNJ, said about the Democrats' amnesty scheme. It has tremendous budget effects, Menendez argued. It will provide revenue to the federal treasury because of the fees and taxes people will pay. It will also have some costs,